Christopher Shee, what were you doing in the 1970s and 1980s? I mean, I imagine you were playing a lot of piano.
Well, I started playing piano when I was five. I was born in 1972. So, yeah, 70s and 80s was a lot of violin and piano practice.
And that practice paid off. Christopher Shee never became a professional concert pianist, though. He got his medical degree and became a gastroenterologist. But he kept entering competitions. And last Sunday, he won the prestigious Van Cliburn International Piano Competition for Outstanding Amateurs. This is an excerpt from Christopher Shee's award-winning performance of Variations on a Theme of Handel by Johannes Brahms. And what did Christopher Shee do after he won the grand prize? Well, he went to Disney World, of course.
It kind of turned out that way. Obviously, we planned the trip well before I knew the results of the competition. It turned out to be kind of a nice Super Bowl moment.
You got to say when the reporters came up to you, where are you going?
Yeah, well, that's on Facebook I posted. Well, thank you for all of the nice comments. And now I'm going to Disney World.
Awesome. When you were a kid, obviously, you spent an awful lot of time practicing the piano. Did you think at that point that you could become a professional?
Well, it obviously crossed my mind. But I have to say, I never seriously considered a professional career in music because from a very young age, I was very practical and I knew how difficult it was, you know, no matter how good you are. And the truth is, I've always liked science and medicine, so it was never a difficult choice to decide to become a doctor.
Are there things you do as a ritual before you perform in something like this?
I don't have anything particularly weird that I do. A lot of us eat bananas before we play. I don't know if you've heard that.
Athletes
do that too.
Well, potassium.
Yeah, the potassium, and supposedly it calms the nerves. And I don't mind sharing this. I suffer from terrible stage fright. And so I take 40 milligrams of propranolol about an hour before I perform.
And that just calms you down?
It helps, yeah.
Can I ask you a little bit about that? When it comes to you, when you start to be seized by this stage fright, how does it manifest? What happens?
Well, in its best possible form, it kind of sharpens your senses and keeps your concentration going. In the worst possible form, it's debilitating, and it kind of freezes up both your mind and your fingers. And I have experienced that before in performance, which is why I'm deathly afraid of going in without some kind of help.
After you finished your final round performance in this competition with that Brahms piece, can you walk me through what was going through your mind right when you finished?
That last chord, I thought, oh, thank goodness there were no major disasters.
Thank goodness it's over.
Thank goodness it's over.
And when they called your name, said, "You, Christopher Shee, you have won first place," were you surprised then?
Yeah. I was very thankful that the jury was appreciative of my performance. But, you know, this may sound cliche, but especially in an amateur competition, the winning isn't really the goal, but rather to perform these works at a high level and to enjoy the social experience with all these other wonderful people.
Christopher Shee, thank you so much again and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And before I let you go, since you came all this way, could I persuade you to play something for us?
Oh, I suppose so.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to do the first piece that I played in the preliminary round of the competition. It's a transcription of Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by the British pianist Myra Hess.
Christopher Shee is a gastroenterologist from Ellicott City, Maryland, and last weekend he won the Van Cliburn Piano Competition for Outstanding Amateurs.